Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you for being with us. It's been an interesting show, and I think that we should take a look at the Matlanga Commission every day. It's something that we can't ignore. Let's keep it top of mind because of the impact it will have in our country. It's just undeniable. And Tebogo, that's the chairperson of Public Interest SA. Thank you for joining us, Tebogo, on Point of View.
Thank you for having me, Govan. It's a real pleasure to be with you on air.
Right. The big question that I have for Public Interest SA, and I think it's a question that's been percolating in a number of minds across the country. We started thinking about it the day that General Mkhwanazi stood up in July to make these allegations about infiltration within the police and with among politicians. Is General Mkhwanazi now a whistleblower?
Of course.
So if he reveals information that may be considered classified, or would he be protected under the Protected Disclosures Act, or how does that work?
That is a very good question you're asking, Govan, because you would understand that from our vantage, General Mkhwanazi has not disclosed information that is confidential or classified secret or top secret or whatever the classifications might be. What he has sought to actually alert the public to is the strides that he's been making internally to try and push back against what many people are now calling a police capture or police system capture. And that, for me, is the bravest and most, I can say, courageous act that any individual could take, especially given the kind of pushback. And he has also made it clear that when he spoke, he knew that there's a target on his back. And it is not something that I think he did very lightly. If you look at also the kind of avenues that he had to confidential or secret or top secret information. If he had, obviously he'd be in trouble. You'd have to answer for that.
If he wants to disclose that, he would have to apply for protection, right?
Absolutely. But then also, remember, there's a protection also under law. Even if, for example, you sign an NDA which does sense to you, you mustn't reveal what you do, what happens here at Kaya FM in the event that we decide to part ways, inelegantly. Everything is secret. When you leave, we'll give you a package, go and don't lift it. But if there's a set of illegalities that you're also raising, that NDA or that secrecy goes to the dust bin, because you're able to pierce the corporate veil, because there's a criminal act that you're exposing, and that is in the public interest. It's not doing this for selfish gain.
And the reason why I'm approaching the Matlanga Commission and the disclosures by General Mkhwanazi in this fashion, Tebogo, is because, listen, Public Interest SA does a lot of work raising awareness around the precarious position whistleblowers find themselves in, right? The fact that they're targets. They are people who often are hunted and we've seen killed in instances. Do you recall any other instance, Tebogo, where you have a whistleblower standing up, but also being the very same person that says, I'm going to fight this battle and I have the capacity to fight it. And if you think that you can come to me, here's the special task force behind me. Don't think that you can touch me. This must be one of the strongest whistleblowers we've ever seen in the country.
It takes a special type of whistleblowing to do what Mkhwanazi has done. But also remember what he has also made sure to make known is that he is not alone in this. There are men and women behind him who are also, excuse the French, hurtful about what they are observing within the system, and they just want to make sure that there's a change, and they push back against criminality. So in other words, what he has done, yes, it is not an easy act to do, and especially if you now picked up from General Masemola on day one when he testified this, some of the things could be career limiting. So for General Mkhwanazi to come out and say the thing that he's done on July 6th, he knew that under normal circumstances that could be career limiting. But he also made it clear that his career or his life does not depend on being in the set, because he'd rather speak out and lose his job And I can tell you, if you lose a job tomorrow, I'm sure you'll get 1,000 offers on within an hour to say, come and join. Because such men, such integrity is rare, and such brevity is also very wrong.
Well, it depends how the cards fall. And one thing certain is that he's toppled the House of Cards, and they're busy falling. The other disclosure that I'd like to get clarity from you on, Tebogo, is the, well, I don't know if you call it disclosures, but the information that was released by Fadil Adams, the MP. Now, he's been accused by General Mkhwanazi of recklessly handling classified information, intelligence. As a member of parliament, is he protected, or do we consider that whistleblowing as well?
You know, much as we say motive does not make or unmake a whistleblower, here it is clear that there may have been extreme exuberance on the part of the MP to actually go and make accusations without any basis in law or anything else. And for me, it also points out something, the quality of the members of parliament that is saying they are our representative. Because if you cannot even decipher that they are not elements of a crime, you know, going to the police station, not one police station, but more than one police station about the same thing, it shows a lot about the credibility and the level of intellect of our representatives within parliament. Because it is, from what you've seen, or what you've heard, at least obviously he's got the chance to go and amplify why he was doing,
yes,
what he did.
He needs to explain.
But it's clear that there was no basis upon which those matters. In fact, even the police themselves, it says it's an indictment on them that how could you pursue such matters, including with the IDF, which is still also going to have to go and account for themselves. Why do you consider this to fall within the purview of your mandate, when your mandate was specially designed to fast track and pursue state capture issues from the Zondo Commission and maybe others? But here you're dealing with a matter that is relating to employment, of the middle management type of thing. So our MPs, much as they are also shielded through parliamentary privilege, and I think we must be cautious that they don't actually abuse that privilege, because it also puts in peril the national security if it's done recklessly. Because yes, we appreciate MPs,
yes,
ventilating the things in public, but they also have to be very judicious in how they engage the public. And maybe just also that point.
Yes,
we've seen
just a second before you continue there, Tebogo. I see that we do have a call from Orange Farm. Ntante Selby wants to comment on this topic. It's a controversial topic, Ntante Selby, but it's one that I think merits a discussion. What's your view?
Hi, Governor. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Welcome to Point of View.
Yes, I'm blessed, young man. Governor, as I look this thing, I think if General Mkhwanazi didn't reveal this to the public, it was going to be easy for those who knows what he knows to kill him. But as this issue is now the public issue, it won't be easy for anyone to kill General Mkhwanazi. Mm. Because all eyes are on General Mkhwanazi. What is it that is happening to him?
You think he protected himself by speaking?
Yes, he protected himself by speaking because they knew what he knows.
Yes.
Now, if he didn't reveal it to the public, they were going to kill him. And they were going to succeed in silencing him. But now there's no way they can kill him. I don't believe there's anyone who can take those chances.
Thank you, Ntate Selby. Well, you know, police officers' lives are always in danger, and I think even more so General Mkhwanazi. But as you allude to, and that this will be, sunlight is always the best disinfectant. And that brings us back to that same point, Tebogo, that they may have well been reckless sharing of information by these MPs, but isn't it the same reality for Fadil Adams that he said those things to protect himself?
Well, not to protect himself. I mean, evidently it was not to protect himself. Mm. We're still, it will become clear when he takes the stand, both in the National Assembly, through the Ad Hoc Committee, also the Zondo, I mean, not the Zondo, the Matlanga Commission. What was his motive? Why did he take the axe that he did? Why did he have to fly 1,500 kilometers of long to do the same to the very police sector or police system that is overburdened, as he should know as a legislator, to go and make them to run again on the wild goose chase? So, right. Yes, shining a light, you know, it is one thing, but shining a light wrongly should also be should frown upon, because just because you are speaking out does not mean that what you're speaking out should be spoken out in the manner that you also do it, and to the extent that it diverts resources, policing and investigation resources, to what they ought to be directed at. And for me, the jury's still out, and I think only through testimony before a commission or a parliamentary committee shall we be any wiser, and so far as whether his act was justified or not. But so far, many people believe it hasn't washed.
Yep, many people do believe that. But what we agree on, Teboho, is that he has a case to answer for. Well, not in court this time, only at the Commission of Inquiry into the allegations that have been made by General Mkhwanazi. Teboho, thanks for joining us on Point of View. Teboho is the
chairperson. It's my pleasure. And please, Govan, thank you so much for having me. It's been very nice catching up with you on radio.
Oh, it's very awesome speaking to you. Teboho is the chairperson of Public Interest SA. They do a lot of great work when it comes to the protection of whistleblowers and also the promotion of whistleblowing by those who are in the know. Teboho, the chairperson of Public Interest SA. You're listening to Point of View with me, Govan Whittles. I'm standing in for Pamela Mutene.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.